Ready when you are, Chair. Our next public hearing this evening is case number 12,426. Anne and Dean Guise seek variances from the required walk space between pool walls and protective fences for a proposed swimming pool, sections 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Kelly Lane in the Breakwater Beach subdivision. The 911 address is 29323 Kelly Lane, Bethany Beach. The zoning district is MR, medium density residential, and the tax parcel ID is District 134, Map 5, Parcel 436.00. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a variance from the walk space requirements around a proposed swimming pool to allow for a walk space on two sides of the pool only. Staff would note that we have received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
State your name and address for the record.
Excuse me?
Your name and address for the record.
Sure. Dean Guise, 39 Windermere Lake Drive, Chester Springs, Pennsylvania, 19425.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. And ma'am, do you plan to be sworn in as well?
She may speak and answer questions, so.
Okay. All right. And we're trying to encourage social distancing, yeah. So as best we can. So sure. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Jamie Toner. Business address is 32175 Beaver Run Drive, Salisbury, Maryland, 21804. I'm representing Pool Tech, the swimming pool installer.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. We purchased a home in Breakwater Beach in August.
In 2019.
And in October of 2019, Breakwater Beach approved pools in the community they had not for the 20 or 30 years. So we started an analysis of the lot. We would prefer to have a pool with a house. I'm diabetic. My wife has an immune deficiency. We use it for aerobics, so we would like to have that on the property. When we evaluated the property, there was no location other than the east side that would meet both the Breakwater Beach Homeowner Association plus the appropriate regulations, so we pushed it onto the east side within the existing deck, within the existing setback. As a result, it narrowed the walk space on the deck, the existing deck, so much that we went to a smaller pool and desire to push it to the furthest north and furthest east of the location so that we can have an appropriate deck around the west side of the pool. It's elevated, it's off the ground, it's not really visible from anybody. So I have a set of plans. Can I hand them out, or is that okay?
This document here?
Yeah, it's actually a full set of construction documents we had from Beckman. Becker made up, so.
Sure.
So these show you
that. I'll. It's just submit them all to me.
One, two,
sure. Yeah. And they're all the same, correct?
They're all the same.
Okay.
So is the pool installed?
No. Okay. Wait. Preparing to get it installed. Mark Brown of the Homer Association, which I believe members here know, told me I could represent that the Homer Association and he have no objection to the pool or the location or the variance.
But you do know that Suffolk County rules and zoning ordinances supersede all HOAs.
That's right. It's just that I wanted to make sure that there was nobody in the community that objected to me putting it in that corner.
Okay.
So you can see on the second plan where we're trying to put it, if we have to slide it 3 feet off of both of those corners, it narrows the gap from the existing house to the west side of the pool. We went with only a 10-foot pool, just about the smallest we could put up there. So that's why we're requesting the variance.
Okay. Yes, questions from members of the board?
What is the requested variance, the amount of the requested variance?
I believe it's 3 feet. You require 3 feet around all four sides of the pool. And so by me pushing it to the furthest north and furthest east against the rail of the deck, I can't get 3 feet around it.
Do you mind if I...
If you would like to speak, you need to come to the podium.
Okay, I just didn't want to...
Sorry, I did want to clarify. My understanding from the permitting office, and in, we've been doing pools in Sussex County for 40 years, but in all my experience, it sounds like the issue with the current building code was 3 feet between the barrier and the pool, not that it was 3 feet of walkway required, but that there be 3 feet of distance between any barrier and the pool. When I spoke with the person at the planning and the permit office, they indicated that the current code adopted by Sussex County didn't take into account, I know we've done lots of pools that have vanishing edges, things such as that, that don't have a deck on the other side. So that was just a clarification.
You didn't finish. What did the permitting office tell you?
Said that the current building code didn't account for newer construction practices, such as vanishing edge, or in this case, a pool that was 10 feet out of the ground. Whereas if it were at grade, and you would need that distance to protect the pool. So it wasn't, what she described to me was that the code wasn't about the need for a deck, but a need for a distance between the water's edge and the barrier. But in this case, the pool's 10 feet elevated off the ground. So I just wanted to provide that clarification.
Thank you.
So what kind of fence will that be? I guess on the east side of that pool and it'll the be a, north side.
It'll be a deck railing. The whole, continuing around the whole deck will be the railing all the way around.
Okay. Made out of?
I think we're going to probably use, I'm going to say plastic. My wife would probably call it something else, but it's existing today. So that east side exists today. We're just trying to slide the pool in there.
So your railing is already in place?
Railing's already in place on the east side.
How tall is it?
It's a normal 3 foot high deck railing. But because this is 10 feet off the ground, we don't believe we'll need a 4 foot high railing on that side.
Do you have a determination?
So the application is just for a variance from the walkway requirement within Chapter 115-185, not in relation to the fence. So we're only here tonight to talk about the walkway around the pool so that they can have a walkway on two sides rather than four sides. This is still a zoning requirement. I know there is discussion about this being an area of code that might be revisited because it is one of the oldest areas of our code and has been in the code over 40 years. But for now, there is a requirement that a 3 foot walkway exists on all four sides around the pool.
So they may have to put a 4 foot railing around it, but that would be separate and that would be with the permitting office.
So the requirement is it be enclosed. So they may occupy a rear or side yard provided they are not located than 10 feet closer to an interior side lot line and a walk space of at least 3 feet wide shall be provided. And every swimming pool shall be protected by a safety fence or barrier of at least 4 feet in height. So we're not here to seek relief from that. That isn't a
so
requirement.
So it's got to be 4 feet. So you're going to have to add to it.
If it's required to be 4 feet, we will put it in. We've installed other pools in this similar situation. And because of the 10 feet from the ground, they haven't required 4 feet. But if it's required, we would put it in.
Because of a pool, it's probably going to be required. Okay. So we're here for the 3 foot walkway.
Yes.
On the north and east side. Alrighty. Any other questions?
If you talk to your neighbors about this?
We've talked primarily to the Homo Association. The neighbor on my south side just sold. I've never met him. It was for sale when we had moved in. We've met the neighbor on the on the north side who has already installed a pool called a pool spa. There have been some issues with it that's already next to us on the ground. And they are not 3 feet off their wall. They are flush to the wall on the east side.
But we're not here about theirs.
No, ma'am. I'm just answering the question.
If you talked to them about yours, was the question.
I told them that we were planning on putting a pool in. Mm-hmm. That they talked to a lot of the neighbors at the September 1st Home Association
meeting.
Because okay. I met him for the first time.
Okay.
And I spoke with a gentleman who is putting a pool into Breakwater Beach, and he had given me some direction and help. But like I said, I spoke with the Home Association head today, Mark, at the house, and no objection.
So at maximum, how many people would be out at this pool?
Oh, it's only a 10 by 20. So my wife and I, all our kids are grown. So we're the only two in the house. That's not to say that there will not be weeks when the grandkids come and the kids come, and there could be up to 12. It's a six bedroom, so.
Yeah, just I'm asking because one of the criteria are, you know, if you affect other people with what you're doing. I know that you said this got passed in August of 2019.
No, we bought it in August.
The pools in?
So October 19. October. One pool is under construction.
And in how many are currently? Then there said there's one other.
No, there's one other that just started the construction. It's on the west side. It's not on the ocean front. The ocean front creates its own set of, because they got to be on the Denrec line, so it creates its own set of problems.
Thank you.
Chair, if we could just clarify. So the property you're referring to, is it the east side or the west side? Because if you look at that drawing, east and west are left and right. So are we talking north and south? So just.
I'm sorry, the question?
The property you were referring to that is constructing a pool. So you mentioned the east side, but if you look at that drawing.
Number 435, which is not built on that, is now built.
North.
As a pool spa, if I can. Located right here. And that's located there. There's another pool in the neighborhood which is just being started, which is on the inside, not on the ocean front.
Thank you. So north side.
Mr. Sharp?
I note here on your survey you've got a Denrec building line, is that
yes.
correct? And that restricts you from being able to build closer to the ocean?
Yes.
Are there concerns if you were to move your pool closer to the house that it might have an adverse effect on your home?
Other than the adverse effect is on the use of the deck, because if you look at the plans, it narrows it up so much that it takes that piece of deck away. And we can't get a pool smaller than 10 feet wide, so that's why.
Kind of loses the functionality of the deck.
Of the whole deck, yeah.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions from members of the board? Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? We will now recess for 5 minutes.